After a night of celebrations, Zimbabweans are waking up to the first morning in 37 years without Robert Mugabe as leader. Little is still known about the deals that may have been cut to see him finally resign. The ruling ZANU-PF party says Emmerson Mnangagwa, the former vice president whose sacking by Mr. Mugabe sparked the military intervention, will be sworn in either today or tomorrow. For the latest, I spoke with our Africa correspondent, Sally Sara. Sally Sara, what's the latest in Harare? Are people still partying?
No, people are either sleeping it off or on their way to work. We've seen school kids on the way to school this morning as well, so it's very quiet, but things went on very, very late last night, local time. People are now getting their head around what happened and really focusing on, you know, what will happen next for the country after the incredible scenes of joy and relief last night.
And what will be happening next?
Well, the real priority at the moment is to swear in the new president. That president will be the former sacked vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So they're hoping that there'll be some kind of swearing in within the next 48 hours, if not sooner. There's a view that that's very important to try and settle the country and give a sense of a confidence to people. So that's the main priority. And then we've had a statement from the head of the military, General Constantino Chiwenga. He's urging people to exercise restraint, to be calm, to observe the laws, and also, interestingly, not to settle scores, not to use this moment in time to exercise retribution against people who may have different political views. So that's the call from the army. It was amazing again last night, actually, that we saw no police on the streets. They have not been visible much since the military takeover. So people were pretty much policing themselves. And even though it was very raucous, and I know there are a lot of cars with footprint marks in the roof this morning from lots of dancing, it was actually relatively calm in other ways. People were joyful and enjoying what was going on, but it didn't get out of hand as far as we know.
And what about Robert Mugabe? Is there any more detail about what prompted him to resign, whether any deals were done or promises made?
Well, that's the other thing that members of the public here want to know. Will he be leaving the country? Will he be staying inside the country? When will he go? And what are the conditions? You know, often when leaders are pushed out in this way, there can be deals done that they leave the country and they can hang on to their assets or not be facing prosecution for any things that may have happened during their time in office. So we're also waiting to hear what's happening with that. And this whole time since the military takeover, we haven't heard from the president's wife, Grace Mugabe, who was really the catalyst for this whole thing. So we're certainly waiting to get that detail for sure.
And what about the military, Sally? Where are they now in all of this? Have they taken a back seat or are they still basically pulling the levers?
I guess things are still in transition at the moment, and that's why the swearing in of the president is very important to make this transition not only from one president to another, but to set things back into a civilian rule. There'll be much more complicated discussions going on about how things will be dealt with between now and elections next year. Will the opposition be brought in some transitional fashion to try and calm the situation and give people confidence? So we're waiting to get some detail on that as well.
And has Morgan Tsvangirai been able to shed any light on that?
Not that I've seen this morning. There were rallies in Africa Union Square for most of the day yesterday before this announcement. So he spoke to those rallies. There were big crowds, but everyone's just trying to digest what's happening, and then we'll get a better sense of how the country is moving forward. After all the celebrations last night, there's quite a lot of work to be done and information to be communicated to the public so that they know what will be happening next.
And a final question, Sally, what's the general mood there now?
Last night was really just one of elation. I've never really seen anything like it. And even for our team here, our Africa producer for the ABC, Dingane Mosuku. He's a Zimbabwean, so it was quite emotional for him last night being in the crowds, just a sense of relief and disbelief that this had finally happened. But, you know, people have lived through a lot of difficulty, and few people think that everything is quickly going to turn in a different direction. This is going to be a slow process. The damage to the economy and politics of Zimbabwe has taken place over a number of years, and it will take some time to turn the country in the right direction.
The ABC's Africa correspondent, Sally Sara.